Good morning, everyone. I would like to share an incident when I was resident minister Waipahu. While I was visiting patient at the hospital, I received a telephone call from my wife. She said that there was a telephone call from Mr. Y, who was confined at the Kuakini Hospital. He had an urgent request and wanted me to hurry over to the hospital. I returned home, the temple, and looked through our membership list. Mr. Y's name was not on the list. At any rate, I called Kuakini Hospital and asked to be connected with Mr. Y's room. His daughter answered the telephone, crying. She said, "My father is suffering with terrible pain now, and I'd like to have someone call and pray for me, pray for him." I told her, in Jodo Shinshu teaching, we don't believe that we can cure an illness by chanting or make pain and despair by praying. However, I'll go right now. Having said that, I hurriedly drove to Kuakini Hospital. When I arrived, there were many people already gathered in the hospital room. His wife, his children, and relatives. I looked at Mr. Y's lying in bed. I remembered that having seen him at someone's memory service a few months ago, earlier. Mr. Y's eyes looked somewhat lifeless and unfocused. He appeared to be in great pain. His breathing was labored. When he saw me, he extended his hand to seek mine for a handshake. I asked his wife and daughter to step out on the room with me. When I asked them to tell me what had happened, they say that Mr. Y was dysnose and having lung cancer about a month ago. According to the doctor, his life could end in a matter of a few hours. The daughter asked me to pray for her father. I immediately went to my car in the parking lot, picked up my briefcase, and returned to the hospital room. I said that a portable obutsudan and distributed whatever onenju I had to the people in the room, including a patient. I said, "This service will most likely be the last one that you will have together with the patient, Father." A few days ago, someone showed me the following poem: "Born alone into the world, depart alone from this world. Oh, how lonely and yet not lonely. Namo Amida Butsu, Namo Amida Butsu." That person expressed, "I came into the world alone, and I will die alone. However, I know that Amida Buddha is with me all the time and everywhere. I don't feel lonely at all." I said, "The Amida Buddha to whom you are placing your hand together in Gassho, in the Buddha that is always with you, it is a Buddha that will never abandon you. Now Let us recite the Nembutsu, Namo Amida Butsu. Everyone cried as they recited the Nembutsu. I grasped Mr. Y's hand and told him, Mr. Y, Amida Buddha is always with you. We will be returning to the Pure Land. I grasped Mr. Y's hand and told him, Mr. Y, Amida Buddha is always with you. We will be returning to the Pure Land, a place prepared by Amida Buddha, where your father and your mother await you. You will never be alone. You will never be lonely. Mr. Y nodded again and again and recited Namban Dabutsu, Namban Dabutsu over and over again. Even as breathed painfully and reverently, Mr. Y's physical expression and the moment was extremely bright and happy. Everyone cried and smiled at the same time. I too felt very happy and left the hospital from with a warm feeling. Mr. Y returned to the Pure Land the next night. He was 65 years old. There was a funeral service. The first 7-day memorial service was held the next day. The service ended and I went to the front of the temple to see the people off. As everyone was leaving, Mrs. Y came to me and said, Sensei, is it all right to speak to you for a moment? After you came to Kwakini Hospital and held a service with everyone, this is what happened. My husband was not a talkative man. No matter what happened, he never said anything. There was no communication with the children, and they wondered whether their father loved them. The relationships between my husband and the children gradually got colder, and then they completely stopped talking to each other. The household, he became cold and gloomy. However, after the service at the hospital, my husband called the children to his bedside. He grasped each one's hand and repeated over and over again, Thank you. Thank you. Daddy loves you all. Please look after your mother. My children were very happy. They realized that their father had loved them all along. The final words of the father saved children. I felt very happy. After she told me the story, she left. I recall the poem written by Mrs. Wariko Kai. Even if I live in I believe to be 100, it is meaningless if I do not encounter my true parents. The poem says that even if one lives to a ripe old age of 100, if one does not encounter Amida Buddha's heart, the long life is meaningless. We encounter Amida Buddha's compassion. We are listening to Amida Buddha's vows. These questions came to my mind as I think about Mr. Y. Namo Amida Butsu. Thank you.